following is an unofficial pilot episode of Wackiness on the Rise. Some of the songs you'll be hearing contain content that may not be suitable to certain listeners. Listener discretion is advised. So deal with it.
Hello everyone, and welcome to the unofficial pilot episode of Wackiness on the Rise. This is Wacky Ben, the former host of Ben's Wacky Radio, which has ended after 11 years, sadly. And this is a new comedy show that I decided to host. And of course, this show will be extremely different than my old show, Ben's Wacky Radio. One difference is that this will only be an hour instead of two. Today is February 14th, 2016, Valentine's Day. And we'll find out if the end of the world will actually happen today, since it was predicted in Ghostbusters 2. Now, since this is an unofficial pilot episode, this episode is basically a sneak peek of what to expect on Wackiness on the Rise when the show officially begins, and so far I have plans to begin the new show on May 29th. Yeah, pretty long wait, I know, but I figured I'd take some time off from recording after I ended Ben's Wacky Radio, and it has been different not hosting the show since I'm so used to it, of course. So on this show, I will still be playing funny songs, but unlike Ben's Wacky Radio, I will not be having topics. But the only time the show will have a theme is when it's a holiday or something special, like Talk Like a Pirate Day, for example. So how do we begin this unofficial pilot? Well, how about starting things off with the very first Fump song of 2016?
I always wanna eat. I'm short with hairy feet. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. With 13 dwarves with hairy chests. At least that's what people say. Mm-hmm. That's what people say. Mm-hmm. I'm disapproving. Can't stop, won't stop moving. This journey's got me bruising. I'm falling behind, but it's gonna be alright. Cause it's time to leave the Shire, 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 Shire. Find a ring that's forged from fire, 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 fire. With a wizard I admire. I'm trying to stay alive. Mm-hmm. From armies 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Mm-hmm. Smog all on my own.
Smog all on my own.
I'm running to and fro.
Running to and fro.
But the spring won't let me show. Mm-hmm. And that's what they don't know. Mm-hmm. Goblins are showing. Steam can't stop, won't stop blowing. But I keep on knowing in my mind that it's gonna be alright.
Yeah. stupid conversation. Not with you. I mean, it's good with you, but normally I wouldn't talk about it with someone else. I'm a female in Hollywood, over the age of, let's say, 40, and then we could also say 50. We could say it, but not with real conviction or excitement.
Quality time with your toilet.
Oh no.
Go to Walgreens and ask them for economy size strawberry flavor. industrial strength laxatives.
Oh boy!
And stop by the library to borrow giant stacks of reading material.
Yeah, just keep this stuff.
And now it's 3 days on the pot with lots and lots of Harry Potter and constant explosive flatulence. And then an endoscope up your a. Yay, 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 yay. That's an endoscope up your a.
You may feel a little pressure
without the slightest bit of foreplay.
My good side. Wait, my eyes were closed.
Now you may find it inconceivable, or at the very least a bit unlikely, that a camera that's crammed inside your butt could have the slightest chance of seeing anything carcinogenic that's attached itself inside your large intestine. But according to the internet, there's every indication that your chances of surviving through your 50s are pathetic, unless you submit yourself to this undignified procedure and you put your trust and faith in modern Western medicine. Where was I?
It's time.
Now you're ready to let them go where no man has ever gone before. You're smart, you got an early appointment, so you'll have the whole day to recover from PTSD.
Lie down.
You get a gown that covers nothing in the back, so your crack is on display for absolutely everyone. And now you realize the brilliance of this simple yet ubiquitous design for maximized visibility.
Anesthesia.
Curl up in a ball like the baby you become, and then there's drugs. Soon you're sleeping and dreaming of rainbows and unicorns and not the thing that's up your personal space.
Recovery!
Now it's over and you're hoping that they didn't find a tumor or a spatula or anything humiliating. You get a friend to drive you home and sit and binge The Walking Dead all day while stuffing chocolate in your stupid face. That was an endoscope up your a. That was an endoscope up your a.
Scared the crap out of me.
Read the card on that bouquet. That's an endoscope up your A.
Everybody!
That's an endoscope up your A. That's an endoscope up your A.
Now just the pharmaceutical salespeople. You wanna grow old like George Takei? Well,
shove an endoscope up your A.
We began this unofficial pilot with a set of songs that were new to the Fump from this month to January. We heard Steve Goody and his Weird Al parody, Endoscope, which is included on his newest album, What? And Quit Showbiz? Which, believe it or not, is Steve's 27th album he has ever released, and you can purchase your copy at stevegoody.com. And before that, Crazy Baby by Bazooty. Bazooty is the nickname of Nuclear Bubble Wrap member Kyle Thorne, and you can look him up on his SoundCloud page. Power Salad with Leia and other assorted Star Wars parodies, which was first played on the Dr. Demento show early last month, and also became the number 2 song of January on the Top 10. And we started things off with the Library Bards and their Taylor Swift parody, Gandalf, which again was the first Fump song of 2016, and a perfect way to begin the new year. You'll find all 4 of these on the upcoming Fump Volume 55, set to be released in March. One new segment I do plan to include on the show is called Geek and Cult Entertainment News, in which I read maybe 4 or 5 news stories about the world of geek culture and cult classics. And one example I can give is about the release of the new Deadpool movie with Ryan Reynolds, which so far has been doing really well in theaters, and has received a number of positive reviews from fans and critics. The only ones I'm sure who are not pleased are the soccer moms, who wanted to bump the rating from R to PG-13, so that way kids can see it, when Deadpool wasn't meant for kids in the first place. But then again, I don't have that much knowledge about Deadpool. Here's the latest epic rap battles of history, where Deadpool squares off against the Star Wars bounty hunter, Boba Fett.
Battles of history. Deadpool versus Boba Fett!
I barely even know enough about you to diss you.
But you guys honestly think that I would screw this feud up and lose to the dude of huge tootie coochie tootie? No bananas.
I do damage when I brandish my katanas. Man, I'll slice you up then vanish in my lonely butt pajamas.
I'm Mona Bacall, you're a Xerox of your papa. You and Tim work for Vader and I just for Jabba.
You're bad baggy.
I'm
I'll bring you back dead. Schizophrenics pay triple, one for each head.
Who are you calling schizophrenic? You got two different voices.
You're like your holiday special, man.
Full of bad choices.
You think your Jimmy Chimichanga's hot, but you couldn't be mild. You should have made the choice to ditch the prick for Van Wilder.
One of the coolest things about you, you got straight up abandoned.
You let a Kiwi hold your gun and he fucked up your cannon.
So maybe don't talk about movies, cause you got dick to say.
Wrap that arm guard round Jar Jar, go far, far away.
I'm a legend, you're a train. You ain't gotta have the skills I got. I'll beat your ass with one eye closed. Boba Fett, he won, and I'll call Domino's. That's what I'm seeking. She prefers my Durasteel to your Canadian bacon. I take a lesson from a genuine assassin who's blessing foes. I come equipped with a full set of sick Mandalorian flows. Everybody knows you got that power of regeneration. Now run home and heal from this disintegration.
Oh, what? Who's there? Joe Dassault!
Life is brilliant.
What? Was I too early? Oh, sorry. Should I? Do you want to start over or keep going? Okay. Now? Now?
My life is brilliant. Your life's a joke. You're just pathetic. You're always broke. Your homemade Star Trek uniform really ain't impressing me. You're suffering from delusions of adequacy. You're pitiful, it's true. Never had a date that you couldn't inflate. And you smell repulsive too. What a bummer being you. Well, you just can't dance and forget romance. Everybody you know still calls you farty pants, but you always have a job. Well, I mean, as long as you still can work that slurpy machine. You're pitiful, it's true. You're half undressed, eating chips off your chest, while you're playing Halo. No one's classier than you. La 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 la, la 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 la, la 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 la, loser. You're pitiful, it's true. You don't rather play fetch by itself. You still live with your mom and you're 42. Guess you'll never grow a clue. Well, it just sucks to be you.
It all started back in 94. Supreme Court decision opened up the door.
Roy Orbison, parodied by Two Live Crew, is a protected criticism.
Thus said the rule. Fast forward to the present. New pop is glam with dance divas, hip hoppers, and boy and girl bands. Scapegoats were needed because they can't admit that their current crop of music mostly sounds like, hey, Weird Al with their test. Would they let him critique with his parody song about nerds and geeks? VR the label said no, so the song can't be bought, just free download. Song parodies are on the go, while the fat cats wanna try and stop the show. It's all fair use, but they don't want you to know. Song parodies are hot today, the industry wants them all to go away. It's all fair use, so they don't have a say. Attend the tale of PA Dave. Ask Cappy Mail, then what they had to say was,
parody is free, but the backing beats are owned by the ones who wrote it on the sheets.
Still wrong, ass Cap, cause of this objective. Instrumentals can be parodied, still protected. But you have cash, Dave, not so much. So we had to bow down to your illegal crush. Song parodies make the case for everyone taking down five, take its place. It's all fair use, they should end the chase. Song parodies are here to stay, despite numerous threats by the RIAA. It's all fair use, to transform away. Hey, yeah, you there, from the RIAA. Are you aware that if not for parody, I'd have never heard Lady Gaga's music? Thanks to a parody by Spaff.com and the Money Shot Cosmonauts, I now count myself as a little monster. The fact that you can't see this positive effect on your sales is criminal. Got another deal from Peter C. His words mock the source of the parody. But Warner Music swung the band hammer around, and a three strikes rule took his YouTube down. But Google was smart when he appealed his case. Had the site back up just a few days. But the movement started from the online fame. Team Cop and Boo Warner, come and join the game. Song parodies are on the go, while the fat cats wanna try and stop the show. It's all fair use, but they don't want you to know. Song parodies are hot. It's all fair use, they should end the chase. Song parodies are here to stay, despite numerous threats by the RIAA. It's all fair use to transform away. You call us scum, call us infringing. You call us pirates, more of the same. Don't be so lame, don't be so lame. Don't be so lame. Don't be so lame. You call us scum, call us infringing. You call us pirates, more of the same. Don't be so lame, don't be so lame. Don't be so lame, don't be so lame. You call us scum, call us infringing. You call us pirates, more of the same. Don't be so lame, don't be so lame. Don't be so lame, don't be so lame. You call us scum, call us infringing.
A problem we still have to this day when it comes to the fair use policy, especially in song parodies. Fair Use by DJ Particle, all about how song parodies were either given a lawsuit for copyright infringement or rejected by record labels. And if there's one thing I learned when it comes to a song parody, is that the artist can be okay with it, but their labels aren't, hence why they always have this pointless battle. I should also point out that since Particle has ended the Mad Music Top 20 Revenge, she is hosting a news show that just recently began on Dementia Radio called I Got Game, and you can listen to the show every Friday at 7 p.m. Eastern. And before that, Weird Al Yankovic and his James Blunt parody, You're Pitiful, which Particle mentioned in her song about how Atlantic Records rejected Al's parody to be included on his album Straight Outta Linwood, which led Al to release it online. Al's about to be going back on the road this year, so watch for tour dates and see if he'll be performing in your neck of the woods. Then we heard Deadpool vs. Boba Fett by the Epic Rap Battles of History. I am hoping to check out Deadpool soon, otherwise I'll have to wait for it to come out on Blu-ray in a few months. We'll take a break and play some more songs on the unofficial pilot episode of Wackiness on the Rise.
Hi, we're here on the street asking people about the Fump. Excuse me, sir, do you know what the Fump is?
The what?
The Fump. F-U-M-P.
Oh, I don't know, but it doesn't sound appetizing. I don't want any.
Isn't that the sound a groundhog makes when you run over it with your car?
No. Can you tell me what the Fump is?
Is it the enemy in the next Spider-Man movie?
I don't think so.
A clean-burning car that runs on pancakes?
What?
Isn't that the stuff the Nutty Professor invented?
No, that's flubber. The Fump. What is the Fump?
Ooh, it's a dog. I think it's half Great Dane, half Chihuahua.
Is that even possible?
Sounds like something you get from a cheap hooker.
Oh, come on, no. Doesn't anyone around here know what the Fump is?
I do, but I'm a paid announcer with a script in front of me that explains it.
Fine, fine. Go do your thing.
The Fump is the Funny Music Project. It's a website where comedy musicians post funny songs and parodies. New songs are uploaded every Tuesday and Friday. The songs are available for free download from thefump.com or automatically via our podcast feed. The Fump features some of the biggest names in comedy music from the Dr. Demento Show, including the great Luke Ski, Robert London Spav, Devo Spice, Worm Quartet, Rob Balder, Possible Oscar, Tom Smith, Raymond and Scum, Power Salad, Bob Ricci, Carla Ulbricht, Steve Goody, Paul and Storm, and Jonathan Colton. High-quality downloads and compilation CDs are also available. Find us at www.thefump.com or look us up on iTunes. And for behind-the-scenes discussions on the songs posted to The Fump, listen to the Funny Music Podcast.
Thank you. See, people? Was that so hard?
So it is something you get from a cheap hooker. Look, the one I was with last Friday sold me a copy of the Volume 10 compilation CD.
Ugh, I quit. I'm going home.
The Fump. It's not something you get from a cheap hooker. Usually.
With March coming up in a few weeks, that means that MarsCon is on the way. But for a second year, I will not be able to attend, unfortunately. They've got some awesome performances coming up, and the music guest of honor, believe it or not, is the great Luke Ski, which was requested by the Con Chair. And for a second time, MarsCon will be holding the Logan Awards, and this year is the 6th annual awards ceremony, and this year's chairperson is Angela Brett, also known as Angelastic. Now, since I recorded this in advance, I do not know if the nominees are up yet, but I'll be sure to play the winners on our first show in late May. I figured the best way to honor the Logan Awards is to play its official theme song made by the Fump.
One, two, three.
This is what happens when you give Logan a 4-track. He writes such stupid songs all the time at 1 o'clock in the morning. He lies awake and thinks of lyrics that are stupid, really stupid. Listen to these lyrics, aren't they stupid?
Out of the sea, the snowman and me, or is it me and the snowman? Bringing the sound straight to your town, and now it's time for the showman. Snowman, we could be best of friends. Given the probabilities, still you see. Here comes me and the snowman and me.
Or maybe you've heard of some other famous acquaintances like Lizard and Fish. Oh, what a pair. One lived underwater and the other breathed air. On a shelf in a pet store on aisle 13, Lizard and Fish would sit together and dream. And Lizard said,
Fish, how's the water today?
And Fish said,
wah, 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 wah.
And Lizard said,
somehow we'll both get away, and we are refugee Lizard and Fish.
What's your name?
I'm Fred the Beard.
What's your name?
I'm Fred the Beard.
What's your name?
I'm Fred the Beard.
Well, I ain't never seen a beard with a name like Fred.
I'm Fred the Beard.
Hello, Fred the Beard. Hello, Fred the Beard.
I just bought a calculator at the corner store. Brought it home an hour later. Added up the score. If you really like love me, darling, count it up and see. Then we can solve our problems with some trigonometry. The square, the sum of the hypotenuse of the radian times the denominator, I love you.
Happy Noodle versus Sad Noodle. Happy Noodle versus Sad Noodle.
Thinking on his feet, Sad Noodle used his head as a whip and tried to trip Happy Noodle when he slipped and he flipped face first on the ground with a sound like a wet noodle sock on the ground kind of sounded. Happy Noodle wrapped Sad Noodle up around a tree. Said, see, Sad Noodle, what's your best for me? Cause I'll be the best noodle that will ever be. Cause I'm
Happy Noodle versus Sad Noodle. Happy Noodle versus Sad Noodle.
O-H-M-Y-G-O-D-I-M-O-N-F-I-R-E.
Do the confusion till your head falls off.
Head, counting five in the dark bed.
Head. Do the confusion till your head falls off.
Head,
your head falls
head,
off.
Head, head falls head, off.
Head, you're a volcano. You're a volcano. You're a volcano.
Monkeys make a moray out in public, providing little children with a view.
Innocent little children!
They're lewd and they're indecent, and there's nothing we can do.
Daddy, why is your voice so feminine?
Monkeys are bad people, and so are you.
I'm gonna go feed the Goombas.
You can make huge coins materialize, shoot fireballs out of your hand. You can grow 10 times your normal size. That's what it's like in Japan. There are big green pipes sticking out of the ground and bricks floating in the air. There are mean little turtles walking all around. That's what it's like when you're there.
The villain who has no pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants.
He's evil and he wears no pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants.
No pants. Everybody get your pants on. Get your pants on. Get your pants on. Get your pants on. Everybody get your pants on. Get your pants on. Everybody get your panty pants on.
My friends all said you've lost your head. Now what are you trying to do? You've been keeping your neighbors up all night saying what the hell's the matter with you? This might sound mean, but your digging machine is gonna leave your feelings hurt. You're gonna dig straight down to the center of the earth to find out that there's nothing there but dirt. Just dirt.
Just dirt.
Yes, dirt.
Yes, dirt.
Dirt.
No, dirt.
No women.
Just dirt.
Dirt.
Man.
Bark. Dirt.
Put the cat.
Put the cat.
Put the cat
in the sink.
Put the cat.
Put the cat.
Put the cat
in the sink.
On channel 27
at 2:45, I saw the craziest thing that I ever did see.
No,
no cash.
No,
no checks. No COD. So I called them with my credit card, quick as could be.
It's got a titanium.
Cranium.
Chip in the brainium.
Pentium.
Best representative
of the human surrender. And that'll be that. I'll say,
welcome to the planet of the robot cat.
So when I say ro, you say bot. Ro.
Bot.
Ro.
Bot.
When I say bot, you say cat. Bot.
Cat.
Bot.
Cat.
Word to the R. To the O. To the B. To the O. T. C. To the A. To the T. So when I say robot, you say cat. Robot.
Cat.
Robot.
Cat.
When I say ro, you say bot. Ro.
This is what happens when you give Logan a medley.
Brought to you by Farkle!
Wow.
Mustache and let my evil laugh. I smoke my cat and then I steeple my hair. But my smoking bad as I reveal my plans.
Now this lies still and now I try to decide what back around applies in my diatribe.
How about no Mr. Bond, I expect you to die.
Or maybe kneel before a Zod or give yourself to the dark side.
From hell's heart, I stab at thee.
Or wait until they get a load of me.
How about me?
Mirror on the wall,
who's the fairest?
they challenge the will of doom.
Yeah, I get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Revenge is a dish best served cold.
I did it 20 minutes ago.
Take whatever booty you can find, but remember the beast is mine.
I'm moving up to kidnapping, should be more polite.
Yeah, but dance with the devil in the pale moonlight.
Just when I thought I was out there, pull me back in.
And call off Christmas curses, foiled again.
Who fights and runs away, lives to fight another day. Say exterminate.
I have something to say. It's better to burn up than to fade away.
Did I ever tell you how I got these scars?
I think the word you're looking for is ah.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that.
Impressive, but you are not a Jedi yet.
It puts the lotion on his skin, or else it gets the hose again.
Guns and bring your friends. It is lots of fun to lose and to pretend. She is so overboard, stupidly self-assured, and I know that's a dirty word again. I'm the worst at what I do the best. For this lovely gift, sweet Jesus, I feel blessed. Cause our group's always been and will be till the end, a mosquito, my libido, and the rest. Oh baby, with all the lights out it is so much less dangerous. Here we are now, darling, entertain us please. Oh, what else can I be? Cause I'm all of apologies, and I swear to you I don't have a gun. Pisces, when I'm weak, I've been locked inside your heart-shaped box for weeks. I'm forever enticed by your priceless advice. You can come here doused in mud or soaked in bleach. Now I've just forgotten why I taste, but I guess it puts a smile upon my find. Oh, whatever, never mind. I wish I could eat your cancer when it hates. Oh, baby, with all the lights out, it is so much less dangerous. Here we are now, darling, entertain us, please. I wish I was like you, cause you're easily
amused. And I swear to you, I don't have a gun. Oh, Courtney, with all the lights out, it is so much less dangerous. Here we are now, darling, entertain us, please. We like all the pretty songs, and we like to sing along. Okay, maybe I just might have a gun.
Because we don't know the nominees for this year's Logan Awards, I decided to play two past winners. Smells Like Karen Carpenter by the Money Shot Cosmonauts, which was one of the first winners for the first annual Logan Awards, as it won for Outstanding Parody Song. And before that, Mwah-ah-ah by Ookla the Mock, the winner of Outstanding Original Comedy Song for the fourth annual Logan Awards, which I was one of the fan jurors for. And we started with The Fump, and this is what happens when you give Logan a medley. A tribute to Logan Whitehurst and the official opening theme for the Logan Awards. To those attending MarsCon, I hope you enjoy the 6th annual Logan Awards and may the best comedy songs and video win. Since we still have some time left, let's conclude with a couple of wacky love songs since today is Valentine's Day.
What's it about? What's it about?
It's about love.
Love.
If someone were to ask me what it was about, I would say love.
Love.
And if they were letting me know that they were talking to someone else, it's still about love.
Yeah.
Press
will be bigger than mine.
This is a love song. I am yours, you're mine. Though I wonder why sometimes.
You're such a slut.
Your friends are dumb.
Your family sucks.
Your family's worse.
But through it all,
our love will last
if we don't kill each other first.
You eat cookies in bed.
You trim your nails in bed.
You never clean up after the dog.
It's your morning to take the dog out.
You never take the trash out.
It's not my turn to take the trash out.
And the dishes?
I just loaded them yesterday.
Fine.
This is a love song. It will last all time. Unlike the prenup agreement that we had to sign. All this stuff is yours and this half is mine. Up yours, me swine. This is our love song, but it came out wrong. My friends all told me this would never last for long. But I'll stay with you if you want me.
We still like to keep up the wacky romantic spirit when it comes to Valentine's Day. We began this set with Geeks in Love by Lemon Demon from his 2005 album, Damn Skippy. After that, TV's Kyle with What's It About? It's About Love, a bomb song he made in 2014, and it can be found in his 2015 album, Bare Maximum. And we concluded with Our Love Song by Insane Ian and his wife, The Stacy. That is on his 2010 album, The Last Arcade. Hope everyone has a happy Valentine's Day, and if the world didn't end, then I'll be sure to see you in May. And that concludes the unofficial pilot episode of Wackiness on the Rise. I want to thank everyone for listening to the show, and the very first episode of Wackiness on the Rise will officially begin on May 29th, something special for the Memorial Day weekend. In the meantime, you can check out the official Wackiness on the Rise Facebook page for updates. And if any musician or band out there wants to make a theme song for the show, by all means, feel free to contact me on the Facebook page. I'm Wacky Ben, and until we meet again in late May, thanks for listening, remember that laughter is the best medicine, and remember to not break your funny bones.